Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're recording live from the SDN World Forum in London, and I'm happy to be joined by Steve Yates, founder and CEO of ADI Engineering. Welcome.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
So Steve, ADI Engineering, I've heard a little about you, but what specific role are you guys serving in the networking arena?
So ADI Engineering is a longtime Intel partner. Today, the role we're serving is really a very flexible, high-tech, agile ODM, meeting the needs for NFV edge devices and virtual CPEs. We have customers that are carriers, OEMs, service providers.
So let's talk about that. We've talked a lot about NFV on the program, but let's talk about bringing NFV to the edge and what the advantage is of having an NFV environment at the edge.
Ultimately, at the simplest level, there's the notion of equipment consolidation. So instead of a collection of separate fixed function network devices like a fiber termination box, a UTM, a VPN appliance, a layer 2/3 switch, all of those functions now can be consolidated into a single edge device. So obviously there's tremendous potential just to save capital equipment costs.
Mm-hmm.
More significantly though, NFV at the edge, it's a way for service providers to roll out new services, to generate new revenue streams. Also, NFV is playing a big role in what I see as even just supply chain consolidation. For example, we have customers today that are carriers that now are able to engage us as an ODM directly to provide a private labeled product to their needs. And essentially, those carriers are now starting to act as their own system integrator, if you will. So I think it's leading to innovation in the supply chain, right?
When you talk about delivery of new service capabilities, tell me more about why NFV represents an opportunity there and what you're seeing providers think about in terms of those kinds of services.
NFV, to some extent, is synonymous with repurposable, reprogrammable hardware. It's no longer a collection of fixed function boxes. Kind of that feature velocity, service agility is really creating a lot of interest. I think what the industry is finding out for multiple reasons is that making the edge and even the customer premise equipment virtualized and NFV enabled produces some really significant deployment benefits that you can't get with just pure play centralized NFV inside the data center central office. Edge security, there's a physical component to that. You're not going to effectively get that without some sort of CPE device. Secondly, the NFV-enabled edge equipment can help optimize data flows. It can reduce latencies. It can provide a much finer-grained NFV service agility that, again, you really do need that intelligence at the edge of the network to implement.
What's the difference between building the infrastructure for the edge than if you were building for a traditional data center environment? And what are the things that you take into your industrial design and your approach that might be different than a traditional server manufacturer?
Ultimately, at the edge, you're very interested in long-term reliability. An edge device might have a deployment lifetime of 5 to 10 years or more. It has to be low cost. It has to be fanless, ideally, if at all possible. It needs to be rugged. NFV drives architectural requirements on the hardware and certain optimizations that if you don't make, you're not going to hit the performance or integration or cost levels that customers are really requiring. That's where we're seeing a lot of interest, frankly, in terms of our business model as flexible, high-service, leading-edge ODM is optimized COTS products, if you will.
You've painted a great value proposition for the edge. I guess my question to you is, where is ADI and where do you think the industry is in terms of actual deployments mainstream in providers' edge networks?
So we have some customers that are really focused on their data center and virtualizing that first. We have others who have presented a very strong case to us that really what they want to do is virtualize the edge first. They want to experiment with NFV. They want to prove NFV because if the unexpected does happen, It affects one customer, not all their customers.
You guys joined the Intel Network Builders Program as well. You've talked about a long-term partnership with Intel. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what Intel Network Builders in particular brings to ADI in terms of engagement with the rest of the ecosystem?
ADI is a very long-time Intel partner in various programs, the IoT Solutions Alliance and others, and all of its predecessors. The Network Builders Program brings a lot of things to us. You know, ADI really believes very heavily in partnering with fellow ecosystem companies. So it's everything from sales opportunities, matchmaking opportunities, software partnerships. Obviously, as a hardware provider, those are very critical to us. So it's a variety of co-marketing, partnering opportunities with fellow like-minded vendors, as well as customers, frankly.
Steve, it was great talking to you today. Can you tell me where we can find out more information about the solutions that you talked about?
First of all, I would point people who are interested to the Network Builders website. There is some collateral there. We've put together, in partnership with Intel and Wind River, a development kit to help speed development of virtualized edge devices. There's more information there, and customers can actually get those kits for internal usage if they want. There's also solutions guides, white papers, and so forth. And of course, adiengineering.com, there's quite a bit of information there as well.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.